Hey, everybody, this is Jonathan Colton, just sitting around here feeling a little lonely, so I think I'm going to call my pal, Ophira Eisenberg, host of NPR's Ask Me Another. Let's see if she's around.
What's going on?
Ophira, hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
What a surprise.
I'm not bothering you, am I?
No.
In the middle of something?
Yeah, I'm totally in the middle of watching time dry.
Yeah.
How are you?
It takes a long time.
Wow, it goes slow. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I was just sitting around here feeling bored because, you know, not a lot to do.
True. Yeah.
And I thought I'd check in and see how you were doing.
I'm okay. Yep, I'm okay. Just, I have to say, because we were doing, you know, like everybody else, it's just been comfort. What's comforting? A lot of bread. And then we did cookies. Definitely have been drinking quite a lot of wine. Matter of fact, I had to scale back on drinking wine
at
night because I couldn't afford it. It's just pricey.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And also I had completely lost my tolerance.
that's the worst. Right. You're a half bottle in. You're like, what's happening?
Yeah,
where
exactly.
Is the wine?
All right. I guess I'm ready to do some math. You know, like But I feel like this week I was like, I don't want pizza. I want to eat healthy. I'm starting to feel like...
You feel like it's starting to turn from the all bets are off, anything to get through it. You're starting to turn from that to a more long-term, like I really need to take care of myself in spite of the situation. I feel that drive.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think if I've actually done anything in my life to head in that direction. And I feel like I probably haven't.
Wouldn't you love to feel... tired, like not weary or broken down, but just tired.
Just a plain old tired. Like I've been awake long enough.
I've been doing things in a certain way that would tire me out.
Yeah. Instead of the I've been sitting here and I've had it feeling.
Yeah. I'm certainly not. What am I losing over here? I've been losing my patience a lot with my dear child.
Oh. It is hard being in a house with your family all the time. It just is.
You know, it turns out we've been living together under the same roof for 4 years. Mm-hmm. But it also turns out we have never lived together, actually.
It's true, Nance. Now we have to do all our counting to 10 in front of each other, which is like, nobody likes to see that. Are you counting? Dad, are you counting? Yes. Give me a second. I'm only on 7. 8.
Now you made me lose track.
Ugh. Now I have to start over. I hope you're happy.
9.
But speaking of holding it together, I wonder if you would do me the favor of providing my life with a little normalcy. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I play the song?
Oh, the song.
Let's play the song and then we'll do a show. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from our respective homes in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Infrequent Bathing, Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We have an amazing episode for you. Joining us from the inside of his fringed mask, we'll talk to country musician Orville Peck. And from the podcast Crazy in Bed, comedians Alyssa Limperis and Mae Wilkerson. Plus a special game from one of our youngest listeners. But first, coming to us together, we have comedian Mitra Johari of Adult Swim's Three Busy Debras and comedian Whitmer Thomas, whose comedy special, The Golden One, is on HBO. Let's welcome on the line, remote from their home, we have Mitra Johari and Whitmer Thomas. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So how are you guys doing? How's it going?
It's all right. I feel like on any given day, it's much harder or much easier. Whit, I would say, does better with anxiety and existential dread than I do, but I enjoy cooking more, so.
I have a pretty annoying personality, and I think that Mitra already knew that going into this, so I think you were prepared for me to be like hopping up and down and yelling and, you know, doing dances and not talking in my real voice for 7 hours straight.
You don a character just to mix things up for
a while?
Are they any particular voices or are they all made up characters? Like, I know from, you know, that you're good at impressions.
I think they're made up characters that have no real writing to them. It's mostly just like, this is a guy named Pork. Or, and I just get obsessed with saying, I'm Pork.
Yeah, Whittle latch on to a word for a couple days. We've been watching Righteous Gemstones, which is very good and very, very funny. But there's a song that is in Righteous Gemstones that has been sort of on loop, but with fake lyrics and not real words. Sort of like a scat type situation.
Very much a scat. And the song is called Misbehavin', that the characters sing in that show. And so the melody is like, ba-ba-dee-doo-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. And so I'll just go like, a little pork and my name is Pork. And I don't know why, but Pork right now is funny, the name Pork.
I think it's Pork funny. Always good. Very funny. Very funny. It all comes together full circle. And Mitra, how's work going? Because you've been working on your series, Three Busy Debras, right?
Yeah, we're. I've been in writer's rooms for the whole quarantine, basically. So mostly very positive. You know, it's really nice to have a place to quote unquote go every day. The ways that I've been making it feel like I'm going to work every day are so bleak. I bought a new pair of shoes and they're my work shoes. They only exist in my bedroom, which is where I work. I put on my work shoes and then I'm at work and then I take
high
them
heels.
Off when work is
high
over.
Heels.
Yeah, sort of some sexy Louboutins.
I figured.
just white sneakers.
Good. All right, not like we haven't warmed up, but we are going to warm up with a game. Let's warm up with a game. Your first game is an audio game. We're going to play you a clip of an Oscar-winning film and a clip from a pop song. You're just going to tell us the movie and the song and the artist, or just any one of those things, or a thought you've had.
Okay, this Amazing. Sounds really fun.
Okay.
A soft place to land.
Exactly. Whit, this one's for you.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going.
The song is Twisted Sister.
That is correct.
And
the artist.
And the movie is also called Twisted Sister. I don't know the name of that movie, though. I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it. Yeah. Maybe I'll start running around the house talking like that.
Though. That's a great impression.
Can't wait.
Thank you.
You get a point, Twisted Sister. We're not going to take it. Correct. And the movie is Network.
Oh, whoa. Network, one of my favorite movies. Truly, one of my favorite movies.
I mean, I was looking at that clue and I was like, first of all, this is no time to not take it. This is the time right now in history to take it. We should be taking it. Got take
it.
All of
it.
We
have to take it.
Also, a great opportunity to read Making Movies by Sidney Lumet, who directed Network.
That's right. You do know. You do know.
I just want everybody to know that I know about Network. I'm cool.
No, you know the movie, you love the movie, and also you read a book about the movie. You just don't know the famous quote from it. All right, Mitra, this 1995 movie won the Oscar for Best Picture.
Would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives? But they'll
never take. You know him.
You know so much, I can tell.
Okay, so is that Braveheart?
It certainly is.
Wow, thank you for that. Because I guarantee I haven't seen any of the movies, but at least that guy had a Scottish accent. So.
Yes, yes. That helped narrow it down for sure.
Right.
And Mitra, do you want to take a guess on the song or the artist?
Is it called Freedom?
It is called
sure
Freedom.
It is.
It's George Michael.
George Michael.
Hey, wow.
Yeah. Okay, Whit. This 1954 film won Best Picture.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
Really good.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Could have been a contender.
Here's my perfect Marlon Brando, just so you know.
Marcos Banner Cotendo. I got the head coins.
All right. The song is All Star by Smash Mouth.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah.
And that movie is On the Waterfront.
All correct.
I was going to say All River's correct. Edge, but.
And I would have guessed The Contender. So.
Very different film.
Well, On the River Edge is, of course, the prequel, and The Contenders is the sequel.
Very different film. Mitra, this 1950 movie won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay.
And I promise you I'll never desert you again. Because after Salome, we'll make another picture on another picture.
So we've got Hey Ya by Outkast.
Right.
Yeah.
And the most jarring transition from movie to song thus far, I think.
Totally.
And I couldn't tell you the movie.
Okay, it's all right.
It's a movie about the relationship between a struggling screenwriter, a dude, and a fading silent movie star, a lady.
A lady.
Gloria Swanson as Norma Desmond.
A well-known gif. She's a well-known gif at this point.
Is the name of it a famous street?
It is.
Yes.
Yes.
we were on
it the other day.
Hollywood Boulevard.
No.
Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah. As you might suspect, you're tied.
That's
at the end of this game. After the break, we'll play another game with comedians Mitra Johari and Whitmer Thomas. And later, I will put on a cowboy hat for my conversation with masked country musician Orville Peck. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.